The Bats finally come alive, and the Phils are 5-1. This is Up and In for Thursday, April 8th, 2021. And you can follow me on Twitter at John Stolness. For the first time this season, kids, the Phillies offense woke up and at just the right time, too, as the Phillies pounded the Mets yesterday 8-2 on a day when their ace Aaron Nola did not have his best stuff. And in the process, the Phillies win the series against the Mets, taking 2 out of 3. Nola went just 4 innings and gave up 6 hits and 2 walks, but allowed just 1 earned run and struck out 5. He did throw 92 pitches in those 4 innings, but he battled and got out of a tough bases-loaded jam in the top of the fourth. It was just, you know, one of those days for Nola, but that, you know, kind of shows you how good he is, right? I mean, even when he doesn't have his best stuff, he was able to wiggle out of damage, and he's obviously got put-away pitches that he could get some strikeouts when he desperately needed. Even when his command wasn't where it normally is with him, he managed to get through the start and kept the Phillies in that game. And the bullpen once again turned in a stellar performance yesterday. Connor Brogdon came on in relief of Nola and pitched 1 2/3 innings, gave up 2 hits and a walk, but struck out 2 in his scoreless relief effort and picked up the victory. He's now 3-0 on the season. And the Athletics' Matt Gelb noted he's just the 13th pitcher in Major League Baseball history to win 3 of his team's first 6 games played and the first Philly ever to do it. Archie Bradley finished the 6th inning and also pitched the 7th, followed by another scoreless inning from Sam Coonrod, and Hector Neris had an uneventful 9th inning, which pushed the Phillies to 5-1 on the season. Great job by the bullpen. They just continue to deliver the goods, this remade bullpen here, very early in the season. Now, the Phillies' offense had struggled for much of the first 5 games of the year, but they broke out their secret weapon yesterday. It's a weapon I really think they need to use more often. The 3-run homer, right? I mean, it's always, man, is a 3-run homer a beautiful thing or what? You don't want to see hitters trying to jack 3-run homers all the time, but a couple of well-placed 3-run home runs will get you on your way to a victory pretty quickly. Rhys Hoskins had a monster day at the plate. He went 3-for-5 to continue his red-hot start to the season with a solo homer in the first that gave the team a quick 1-0 lead. He also added 2 doubles later in the game. He's now hitting .417 on the season with a .1208 OPS in the early going. He's been the team's hottest hitter since the curtain opened. Alec Bohm followed with a 3-run shot also in the first inning to push the lead to 4-0, so a nice 4-0 lead early for Aaron Nola. That's always a good thing. Then in the 5th, with the score of 4-1, JT Realmuto broke out of his early season slump with his first dinger of the season, another 3-run shot to put the game out of reach at 7-1. Bryce Harper went 2-for-4 with 2 runs and an RBI. Now, the Mets actually outhit the Phillies in this game, 11-9, but New York left 14 runners on base, and check out this number, went 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. An ugly afternoon for the Mets bats, but a beautiful afternoon for the Phillies bats. A very efficient afternoon for Phil's hitters, as again, those 2 3-run home runs were very, very helpful. And with those 3 home runs yesterday, that's actually 1 more than the Phillies hit in their first 5 games of the season. So again, the Dinger Bats came out in force yesterday. So the Phillies won another series against an NL East opponent and improved to 5-1 here early in the season. They haven't done this very often. Jason Stark noted it's only the 6th time in the live ball era that the Phillies have had a 5-1 record. The other years that they did that and made the postseason, 1993, of course, as well as 2010 and 2011. They also did it in 2019, which, of course, did not turn out very well. And then also in 1964. So some painful seasons in which they started out hot going 5-1, but also we remember 93, 2010, and 2011 pretty fondly, and that's where the Phillies see themselves. Who knows where this season is going to go after this. But the Phils' NL East crucible is far from over, kiddos. They started the season with a homestand, but now must go to Atlanta for a 3-game series, and then face the Mets again in a 4-game series in the Big Apple. Looking around the rest of the National League East, the Atlanta Braves finally got on the board with their first and second wins of the season by sweeping a pair of seven-inning games in a doubleheader with the Nationals yesterday, 7-6 and 2-0, and the Marlins were shut out by the Cardinals 7-0. So right now, the Phils are the only team in the division with a winning record. The Braves are now 2-4, three full games behind the Phillies, while the Mets and Nationals are 1-2 on the season. Remember, their opening series was postponed. The makeup games have been announced later in the season, but the Mets and Nationals have played just three games compared to the Phillies and Braves six games, and so they are 2.5 games behind the Phillies, even though they have basically a 333 winning percentage, the same as Atlanta. The Marlins are 1-5. They're off to a rough start. The Phillies up by 2.5 games on the Mets and Nationals, but, you know, if you're going to look at the teams who've played as many games as the Phillies, the Braves, you could say it's a three-game lead, but it's a little squirrely with these the COVID situation with Washington knocking a bunch of those games out. No other division leader in baseball is ahead by more than one game a week through the season. So the Phillies have raced out to a nice little lead here and given themselves a little bit of cushion 1 week into the season. But we know that can vanish quickly when they have a tough seven games against divisional opponents, all of them on the road coming up starting on Friday. So the Phils and Braves are back at it again on Friday night. They have the night off tonight, the Phillies do. Zach Wheeler will take on Charlie Morton in the first game of that series on Friday. In the second game, it'll be Zach Eflin against Ian Anderson, and in the third game, Matt Moore will go up against Drew Smyly, and that game will be on ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball. You would have liked to have had a little bit better of a pitching matchup there, but Matt Moore against Drew Smyly, a battle of the lefties for you as the Phillies and Braves begin a three-game series in Atlanta on Friday night. Now, listen, I'm going to have a hitting season coming up for you. I'm going to be recording that later tonight. Jeff Warren from the Philadelphia Sports Table is going to be my guest, and we're going to talk about the Phils' first week of the season and get his thoughts on what he has seen so far in the first six games and preview this these next upcoming days against the Braves and Mets and, you know, get his thoughts on what he thinks the outlook has. His outlook changed on the Phillies season since the season began. I imagine a lot of fans, many of your outlooks have probably changed after having watched this team pitch, and while watching the bats break out yesterday, made you feel pretty good that maybe we've got a real good baseball team on our hands here. So we're going to be talking to Jeff on a hitting season episode that'll be out late Thursday night, early Friday morning, and then we'll also have a new continued success coming your way on Friday as well, where Justin and Liz will break down the Phillies and Mets series as well. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of Up and In. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time here on Up and In.